Well, last week was quite a week for a lady called Camia Vakaria. Camia Vakaria. You may have seen of her in the news this week. She had a surprise. She lives in the great city of Birmingham, and her boyfriend, who she's known for some 14 years, since they used to sit together in school at the age of 12, well, he actually told her a lie last week. He told her a lie and he said to her, "I have a job interview on one afternoon this week. Would you come with me, please, to my job interview?" And so she went with him, and they were walking along the road through a part of Birmingham called Highgate, when suddenly her boyfriend, his name is Marco, said to her, "Cover your eyes. Cover your eyes." So she's walking along the street and she puts her hands over her eyes, and suddenly he says, "It's okay now, you can open your eyes." And when she opened her eyes, there in front of her was a huge sign. I've worked it out, it was about 6 paces across. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that big. From here, all the way over to here, about 12 foot high, half the height side of a house. And there it was, a great big sign. And when she uncovered her eyes, the sign had a picture on. The picture was of Marco, her boyfriend. And next to him was a picture of her. And next to them was the words, "Camia, will you marry me? I love you. Marco. Kiss, kiss." Well, she said yes, and they're going to get married in August. But isn't that lovely? People were saying, what a lovely surprise. There she was, and suddenly her eyes open, and there in huge letters, "Will you marry me? I love you." What a lovely way to let someone know that you love them. You see, love can be in words only, can't it? But love really has to be demonstrated in action. Love can only be known from the actions that it prompts. But here was an action in Birmingham. Costly, cost old Marco an arm and a leg, I would think, and public, declaring his love costly and publicly for his girlfriend. Now, can you imagine somebody paying to demonstrate their love for you so publicly? Can you imagine somebody paying to demonstrate their love for you so publicly? You might be a little bit embarrassed if you went down the street here and went next to Dillips, and there on the side of Dillips saw somebody with your name on saying, "Will you marry me? I love you." You might feel a little bit embarrassed and hope that your friends wouldn't see it. But wouldn't it be nice to know that someone was prepared to pay a price to demonstrate their love for us, and to do it openly, publicly, on a placard, on a billboard, placarding their love? Well, they have. Because that's exactly what the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. There, Paul is telling the believers at Galatia that a love has been placarded, something has been placarded to them. And what has been placarded is Jesus Christ dying for their sins. They were quite used to the idea in the Bible days of placards. The magistrate, for example, would put up a public notice saying when an execution had taken place. And the notice was called a placard. It was there for everyone to see. And what Paul means here is that when the preachers came into Galatia, when they preached the Lord Jesus Christ, they were placarding him as the one who was crucified for their sins. Jesus Christ was openly set before them as the Saviour of the world. The preaching of the preachers there in Galatia was like a billboard declaring to them, "Christ has died for your sins." And that, in a sense, of course, is what the cross is. I say, can you imagine someone paying to demonstrate their love for you so publicly? How very special this young lady must have felt. But we can know that too in a much greater way. Despite all of our sin, despite all of our unloveliness, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ is a demonstration to us of the love of God in Christ. He was prepared to pay the price of dying in your place and my place, bearing away our sin, that we might know the forgiveness of our sins and come to God. The very Son of the living God has been prepared to publicly, at great price, demonstrate his love for you. Do you know that in your heart this morning? Have you come to turn from your sin and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? How glorious it would be for you today to come to faith in Him who has paid the price that you might be forgiven.